I'm sick and tired of my generation getting blamed for the state of the planet. I'm sick of my generation getting called the TV generation. Well, all you guys do is watch TV. What'd you expect? We watched Lee Harvey Oswald get shot live on TV one Sunday morning. We were afraid to change the fucking channel for the next 30 years. This show sucks, yeah, but somebody might get shot during the commercial now. Hang on. That's what's wrong in this country. We always shoot the wrong guys. We shoot JFK. We shoot RFK. It comes to Teddy, we go, ah, leave him alone. He'll fuck it up himself. No problem, you know? Biggest target in the whole goddamn Kennedy family. Nobody takes a shot at me. He weighs about 7,000 pounds. You could shoot a bullet in Los Angeles and hit him in the ass in Boston 5 minutes later. He'd be standing on the lawn at the Kennedy compound going, oh, there's a bullet in my ass. Oh. Ted Kennedy, good senator, but a bad date. You know what I'm saying, folks? One of those guys gets home around 4 o'clock in the morning and goes, what did I forget? Oh, the fucking girl. What's the matter with me? Jesus, where are my pants? Holy shit. Because I'll tell you, folks, we got a real problem with guns in this country. We have people snapping almost twice, three, four, five times a year, right? People just snap. They can't take it anymore. They snap, they go into McDonald's and kill 15 people. Huh? I mean, what the fuck is going on down at the post office? Every 6 months, some guy gets fired, comes back, and kills all his coworkers. If I worked at the post office as a supervisor, I wouldn't lay anybody off the next 25 fucking years. I'd just walk around going, Hanrahan, what are you doing? Nothing. Well, keep it up. You're doing a great job. Jesus. I'll tell you. And I am sick and tired of New York taking the blame in this country for the crime problem. You know, whenever you read a fact chart, it always says Detroit leads the world in rape and murder and everything else, but New York takes the blame. New York's a cesspool. It's a cesspool of filth and crime. We're moving. Hey, I just moved here 4 years ago and I'm not leaving because this is the most exciting place in the world to live. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there are so many ways to die in New York City. Come on. Race riots, drive-by shootings, subway crashes, construction cranes collapsing on the sidewalks, manhole covers blowing up, and asbestos shooting into the sky. We had a subway crash here a couple years ago. 5 people died. The next day they found out the driver was drunk and hooked on crack. Folks, this makes Disneyland look like a fucking bike ride, doesn't it? Your driver today is Edward. He's drunk and hooked on crack. The man sitting next to you has a loaded 9mm. Good luck, folks. Honey, get the camera out. This is gonna be fucking great. Yeah. I love living in New York, man. And people who live in New York, we wear that fact like a badge right on our sleeve because we know that fact impresses everybody. I was in Vietnam. So what? I live in New York.
Really?
Yeah, because New York teaches you to live life the way it should be lived, moment to moment. Yes, because every moment in New York could be your last. Oh, yeah, yeah. You could be walking down the street tomorrow, feeling good about yourself, drink-free, drug-free, looking forward to the future. And somebody accidentally nudges their poodle off a 75th floor ledge. Twink! And he's headed for the ground at 175,000 miles per hour. And kerchunk, he's embedded in your head. You're dead on contact. The headline in the Post the next day reads, man killed by best friend. People cut the article out and they laugh about it at the office and you're forever remembered as the poodle man. I knew the poodle man and he hated fucking poodles. New York teaches you to live life moment to moment and street to street and beat to beat. Because we've all played that street to street game in New York, haven't we? Yes, we have. Good block, bad block. Ooh. Good block, bad block. Ooh. Gun block, crack block. Ooh. Asbestos block, poodle block, poodle block. Because most people think life sucks and then you die. I disagree. I think life sucks, then you get cancer. Then you go into chemotherapy, you lose all your hair, you feel bad about yourself. Then all of a sudden the cancer goes into remission, you come out, you look good, you feel good, you're going great. All of a sudden you have a stroke, you can't move your right side. And one day you step off the curb at 68th by Lincoln Center and bang, you get hit by a bus and then maybe you die. Because I think Jim Henson said it best when he said, anybody got any aspirin? I think I got a cold. And a chill filled the room. We all have this incredible attachment to the Muppets, don't we? We love the Muppets. They're so cute. Did you hear about Jim Henson's funeral here in New York City? Huh? Kermit the Frog and Big Bird saying it's not easy being green at Jim Henson's funeral. If I'm 56 years old when I kick the bucket and a fucking sock is singing at my funeral, I'm gonna pop out of that coffin and go, hey, what the hell is this about? Sammy Davis Jr. gets Frank Sinatra, I get a fucking sock, I'm pissed off now.
Yeah.